online,
on your smartphone,
from the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
Following the death of a girl in the sea in Thanet, we're being urged to know where lifeguards will be stationed when we head to the beach this summer. Ishmael has more for KMFM.
The recent heatwave has attracted a lot more visitors to beaches in the county, and Margate was no exception at the weekend. But among those was a six-year-old girl from Erith in London, who on Saturday got into trouble in the water. She was taken to hospital before police confirmed she later died. The RNLI was involved in the rescue mission, and James Urin is urging us to take extra care.
If anyone's visiting the beaches over the summer holidays, we'd really ask them to just take a moment when they arrive at the beach to stop and have a look at the signage, have a look at the flagged areas that the lifeguards have put out.
A boy was also taken to hospital after falling into the sea at Westbrook Bay. Brother and sister Jamie and Ellie Hopper have been working for the organisation for the past 4 years and have both saved lives. 20-year-old Ellie says she once helped a young girl with asthma.
She had an asthma attack out in the sea, and luckily there was lots of lifeguards out on the board in the inner sea. They spotted her, brought her in to me, and then I had to manage the situation.
And 22-year-old Jamie says their role can be more challenging than people realise.
On a busy days, like say on a Saturday or Sunday or a bank holiday, there'll be thousands of people at the beach now. So you do have to like be on your A game, keep your concentration high, keep rotating shifts, making sure the red and yellow is always watched.
With temperatures set to soar again this week, if you're heading to a beach in Kent, you're being advised not to go out alone in the water.
KMFM News.
Two men are still in custody after a young dad died in a crash near Dover. A car hit a wall and overturned in Nonnington in the early hours of yesterday, killing an 18-year-old man who's been named locally as Ari Pedge. A 41-year-old who was treated in a London hospital and a 22-year-old who suffered minor injuries are being questioned by police. Relatives of people on flight MH370, which disappeared in 2014, have expressed their anger as the report revealed no new details about what happened. It highlighted shortcomings in the Malaysian government's response, saying it exacerbated the mystery. A 24-year-old cyclist has been taken to hospital with a leg injury following a hit and run near Margate. The driver left the scene on Manston Road near Birchington before emergency crews arrived last Thursday night. It's thought the vehicle involved was a silver 4x4, which might have damage to its front bumper. Crash investigators want to hear from anyone who's seen it since. The 999 call made by a killer after he stabbed two people at a house in Canterbury will feature in a documentary on TV tonight, reconstructing the night it happened.
Can I please have an emergency?
Yeah, I've just been attacked in my ass.
You've just been attacked in your house? Is that Dickens Avenue?
Yes.
Do you need an ambulance at all?
Yeah.
That's Foster Christian calling emergency services after knifing Simon Gorecki and Natasha Sadler-Ellis in March 2016. The programme will also show how the 54-year-old tried to claim he was the one being attacked and hear from Natasha's young son who was seriously injured. Christian is currently serving a minimum of 30 years in prison. You can find out where to watch the programme at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Special measures will be in place in Wiltshire later for the funeral of Dawn Sturgis, who was killed after being exposed to a deadly nerve agent. She came into contact with Novichok after being given a bottle from her partner, which he thought contained perfume. More than three quarters of voters appear to think the government's doing a bad job in Brexit negotiations. A poll suggests most people say they favour a second referendum on the outcome of any deal. It's as Tunbridge and Morling MP Tom Tugendhat says Theresa May will have to step aside as Prime Minister if she fails to get the Brexit deal through Parliament. And we're being encouraged to speak to someone we've never chatted to before on World Friendship Day in a bid to tackle loneliness. A campaign's underway in Maidstone urging people to get talking and to make the town a friendlier place. It's also aiming to raise money for a group that sends volunteers into vulnerable people's homes to give them a bit of company. Wendy Pfeiffer is from the Maidstone and West Kent Befriending Service.
It's something that I aim to do every year, this on the World Friendship Day, which is, you know, what's why we chose that day. And I'm hoping that each year it will grow bigger and bigger.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Geraint Thomas says he's hungry for more after winning his first Tour de France title. He drank champagne with teammate Chris Froome on the final processional route to Paris. The four-time champion had to settle for a third-place finish. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.